The question today is, does God hear a lost man when he prays? Now, to say he doesn't hear would be to say God's not omniscient, which means he doesn't have all knowledge. So what the person says that's asking this question, what they mean is, does God answer a lost person's prayer? Well, for the answer to this question, we need to turn to the Scripture. The Bible says in John chapter 9, verse 31, the first part of that verse, it said, "Now we know that God heareth not sinners." Now, many people have used this verse to say God does not hear a sinner when he prays, except the prayer of "God be merciful to me, a sinner." And that's a prayer that some have coined as what's the so-called sinner's prayer. But is that statement of John 9:31 true? I'm talking about the statement, "Now we know that God heareth not sinners." Well, it's true that John 9:31 is the inspired word of God. We know that. But it is also God's word that tells us in 2 Timothy 2:15 to study, to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. And so he tells us to rightly divide the word. You can take the Bible and use it out of context and prove anything you want. For instance, Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse number 19, the Bible says, "Money answereth all things." Now, this is not a true statement as far as the world is concerned, but in context, it's saying, man says money is the answer to all things. So the context, we must know what it says in context. Now, the context of John 9:31 reveals a lost man making this statement to a group of Pharisees that's lost. Now, this man had been born blind, and God said it was for the glory of God in John 9. And he healed him, and all he'd done is healed him. And all the man said that he didn't know a lot, whereas he is blind, now he sees. But he's only talking about a physical condition, because he wasn't saved until after verse 31 in John 9. So we know that neither the sinner, that man was a sinner, neither he nor these Pharisees understood truth. And he was answering according to tradition. That's what he thought. That's what he'd been taught by these Pharisees that were lost, that God heareth not a sinner. But now we all read also in the Bible, and the Bible's the best commentary of itself. In fact, the Bible will put stop a lot of mouths of commentaries and a lot of preachers' mouths if we'll just look at it. The Bible says in Acts chapter 10, verse number 1 and 2, "There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band." Now, this is not a parable. Even if it was, it would be so. This is an actual occurrence, a certain man. And here we find that his name was mentioned. Don't worry where he was, what he did. But verse number 2 labeled him a devout man, and one that feared God with all of his house, and which gave much alms to the people, and prayed to God always. Well, you say, what happened? Well, God sent an angel. The Bible says in verse 3, he saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, "Cornelius." And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, "What is it, Lord?" And he said unto him, "Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God." And he told him what to do so that he'd go get Simon Peter, that Simon might come as the human instrument and preach the gospel to him, that he might be saved. And so therefore, we know that we find him as he came. And by the way, whenever Simon Peter came to him, one of the first things that Cornelius said to Peter when he came in verse number 31, and he said, he's telling what the angel did and what he said to him. And he said, the angel said, "Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God." A lost man. Now, he was lost there at that point. He was later saved in this chapter as Peter preached the gospel to him. Holy Ghost fell on him, and he got saved. But God heard his prayer. In fact, God answered his prayer, and that's what you're basically asking by that question that we talked about. Now, I want to say, I'm not saying that God will answer a sinner's prayer in the same degree as he will a saint's prayer who's living in the will of God. But men have taken John 9:31 and used that to give them assurance of their salvation because they think that they had an answered prayer somewhere. In fact, the business, if they really examined what they had only a few that they could really honestly, when it's narrowed down, say God answered. And sometimes they might only have one, but they still use it to prop up on for assurance for their salvation. I remember being in a meeting one time some few years ago, and the preacher gave seven ways you'd know you're saved, and one of them is if you had answered prayer. And I had a great confidence in him until then when he said that. And later I got to talk to him the next day as he came over to our church and was popping off some things. And I asked him. I knew him well enough I could ask him. I said, what about that? I said, there's a danger in telling people that an answered prayer is an assurance of their salvation. Well, he didn't like it too well, needless to say, but he asked me some questions about it, which is really, shows the reason we can't prop on that answered prayer when I tried to tell him. For three reasons I have. First of all, how do you know the devil didn't answer your prayer? And that's exactly what that preacher asked me. And I said, that's exactly why you can't use it for assurance, because a lost man doesn't know. A deceived man doesn't know the difference many times of who is the one in charge of answering that prayer. The second reason you can't prop on it and use it for assurance for salvation is, what if someone else was praying and God answered their prayer instead of your prayer at that particular time? You don't know. How do you know? And third reason is, how do you know it just didn't happen? The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse number 45, Jesus said this in the Sermon on the Mount there when he says, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. So how do you know it just didn't happen as God's sending his blessing on the just and the unjust at that time? And so you can't depend on that for answered prayer for your assurance for salvation. That's a dangerous ground. Now, you take those prayers you know God answered, at least you think you know God answered. You may find only a few, or maybe even one, but you allow the Lord to show you that the reason he answered those prayers was to let you know that God is and that he is real and really does exist. And then only did you even move toward him. That's the reason those prayers, it's God's goodness to lead you to repentance, as Romans 2:4 says, as he answers your prayers. And so Hebrews 11:6 said, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Well, some say God answers only the prayers that deals with your salvation as far as a lost man is concerned. Well, let me ask you this. How does a lost person who has a blinded mind and a deceived heart know the difference between, in other words, what has to do with salvation and what don't? The Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4, but if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The devil blinds the minds of people so that they will not let the truth move on inside. And so therefore, if a man's mind is blinded, he's lost, and he thinks he's saved, he's looking for any straw to grasp to hold on to for assurance, he doesn't know what has to do with salvation and what doesn't have to do with salvation. He's got a deceived heart as well. Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart's deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So in a sense, when the Lord answers a lost sinner's prayer, it has to do with his salvation, because that allows him to know that God really does exist, that God is. And no man will ever seek the Lord until he knows that God is real. Now, as we think about this question, I'll have to say, in conclusion, I guess we could say, and yet it's not completely conclusion, but I will say that God does hear and answer a lost man's prayer as he chooses, for his glory, for his purpose. Why? So that the sinner might have intellectual faith. Without intellectual faith, you'll never move toward God, and you'll never grow in faith. You'll never come to a saving faith, never be saved. But you need to have an intellectual faith that there's a God, that he does exist, and that then it'll cause you to seek him diligently that you might be saved. In other words, the Scripture brings this out. If one will rightly divide the word, you'll see that. Now, I beg you, please don't deny this doctrine. Your eternal destiny may be at stake. Search the Scripture, the Bible says. In other words, you're noble to do so. Acts 17:11. The Bereans were more noble than they in Thessalonica in that they searched the Scripture daily, Paul said, whether the things he preached was so. So as I preach to you these things, and I guess I'm preaching, I'm trying to answer some questions, but all I know to do is preach, teach, whatever. But I beg you to search the Scripture out these things and ask more questions. There may be some specific questions about some of the subjects we've dealt with, maybe in general. that you need to know, even if we've already dealt with it, if you fully don't understand, send us your question for Ask the Pastor. We want those questions, and we need those questions. And we don't be afraid of the truth. The truth won't hurt you. The truth will set you free. And we're looking for the truth. I want to find the truth and walk in it. So after you've searched the Scripture, get honest with yourself and follow the Word of God and not the tradition of men. You see, the tradition of men will say God does not hear a lost sinner's prayer. While the Word of God says to the lost man in Acts chapter 10, verse number 31, through that angel that came to Cornelius and said, thy prayer is heard. And it was answered because Peter came and told him the words that he needed to hear that he might be saved. So I believe I'll just stay with the Word of God and junk the tradition of men. And I want to ask you, how about you? What are you going to do? Your eternal destiny may just depend on your choice. Are you going to stay with the book? Are you going to stay with what you've been taught? Well, Mama taught me this and Daddy taught me this. Well, it's great if they taught you the truth. But if they didn't teach you the truth, I don't care how well you love your pastor. If he didn't teach you the truth about this answered prayer, then you need to junk it. You need to leave it because, you see, you're going to have to face God one day and give an account of yourself where you stand. And if you're using that for an assurance, it's just a spiritual crutch that will break out from under you one day and let you wind up in the lake of fire. I beg you to get honest about it. I know for my own self, when it comes to that, I propped on answered prayer for a while in my life. And yet, when I really got down to the really knowing what God had answered and what the devil didn't do, I had only one. And yet, I knew God, that God answered that one prayer. And that's the only one I could really say without any hesitancy about it. I know I have answered prayer. And yet, I went for a period of time believing that I was okay because I had that one answered prayer. Folks, I want to tell you, God's good to you to answer your prayer. He came and touched men and healed them. And when men ask to heal their sons or their daughters, personally, God, the Lord Jesus did it. Why? To let them know He is, that He's real. You'd be surprised how many people listening right now on this radio broadcast, if you really got honest with yourself, you don't even know God exists. You've got a big old question mark in your mind. How do I know that what this preacher's telling us is not just a bunch of bunk, just a bunch of junk, a bunch of falsehood? Well, I beg you, let God speak to your heart. Pray, ask Him, touch Him. But listen, search the Scripture, get honest with yourself, and let Him do for you that you need, because your eternal destiny depends on it. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.